Welcome back to the Evan Bray Show. Brent Lux for another hour, filling in for Evan. He's back on Monday. You know, when you start talking to somebody and you think you know a little bit of information about them, and then the more they talk, you realize, oh my God, this person has got so much going on, has got so many great stories. Well, that's kind of my situation now with our next guest. Angela Jameson is joining me here. Now, initially, I had Angela come in on the premise that we were going to talk about her new book. But as I'm sitting here talking to Angela, I'm thinking, this woman has got so many cool things going on that I think my listeners are going to be interested in. Welcome to the Evan Bray Show, Angela.
Thank you for having me, Brent.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Now, your book, we should acknowledge it right off the top here, because it is a rather catchy title, and the cover of the book has got the little brown emoji that we see. And it is called Using Number 2 to Get to Number 1. Now, before you describe the book, we should tell everybody that you are a relaxed productivity advocate.
I am.
Is that an official title?
It is an official title that I gave myself.
So what do you do with that as a relaxed productivity advocate?
Well, my history is engineering, and I've traveled the world doing my craft, and just all of that experience, I want to help busy professionals just chill out a little more, have a little more fun with life, so that, surprise, surprise, they're actually more productive and happier.
So how do you get work with these professionals as a relaxed productivity advocate?
Well, I have a course, online course.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
And I do a relaxed productivity membership. So I get together with people to talk about their lives twice a month. And because busy professionals are busy, they can't do a lot of stuff. They can't do a lot of homework.
Yeah.
So we just get together twice a month and we talk about sort of the basics of the concept I developed called inner engineering, mm-hmm. which is the logic behind the softer parts of life. And I educate them in that, and then we tackle their life problems.
That's cool. Angela Jameson is my guest this half hour. Now, that then leads us to your book,
yeah.
Using Number 2 to Get to Number 1. So I'm detecting a little bit of tongue-in-cheek, a little bit of humor here, but it ties into what you do as this relaxed productivity advocate as well. And the basic message would be?
Chill out. Have more fun. You know how kids love toilet humor and we're always silencing them? It's just the purest humor you can have. And why do we silence them when we all do it? I mean, if you don't poop, can I say that word?
Of course you can.
Thank you. If you don't poop, then you're not alive. So when kids, this is their first entry into humor, where everyone's, you know, tooting and there's stuff coming out both ends.
Of course.
You know, that's what they want to talk about. And when we silence them, it's kind of like you coming home from work and you saying, hey, I want to tell you something. And they say, no, it's not appropriate. So it's like, let's talk about it. Let's actually use it as a metaphor for living a great life. And yeah, so I finally wrote this book that has been brewing for 2 decades.
Wow. Using Number 2 to Get to Number 1. And that's a fairly thick book. You've got a lot of information going on in there.
I know, right? I got a lot of stories because that's the best way to help.
Storytelling is the best.
Yep.
What's some of your favorite stories that you can think of that you've got in that book?
Oh, well, there's a lot. But one that comes to mind is my dad was a professor at the University of Saskatchewan. Mm-hmm. We went over to Somalia to do a sabbatical, and we all went out to eat, and we all had a massive bug enter our bodies.
Oh.
So that was one of my first lessons, is little things can mean a lot. That little bacteria took us all out to a point where the next day we're all like crawling onto the deck. The life had been sucked out of us, and it took a few days to recover. So little things. And the analogy to life is, you know, the little words mean a lot. The little gestures mean a lot.
Oh, I'm with you 100% on the little gestures. Isn't it amazing? You know, sometimes a stranger will do something, say something, interact with you in some brief way, and it just makes your day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Based on a comment or an action. So this is a self-help personal growth book.
I've called it the shockingly insightful, full of crap self-help book.
So you clearly are a fan of using humor in your work.
Yes. And, you know, the nice thing is, with my self-publishing background, I was able to debut this at number one on the Canadian comedy charts.
Oh, wow. That is interesting. So you brought a book. Are we going to give that away?
Yeah, I'd love to give it away.
Okay. So here's what we'll do. We'll ask one of our listeners, would you love to have a copy? And this will be an autograph copy.
Yeah.
This will be a collector's item. Angela Jameson, the author of this very interesting book that you want to check out. And somebody's going to win a copy of it right now. Using number two to get to number one. So what I need is for you to be my 10th text in, include your name, and put in there just number two. Yeah, number two. So 10th text with number two, and we'll give you this autograph copy of the book from Angela Jameson. Our text line, 1-877-332-TALK, 1-877-332-8255. So your background is an engineer.
Yeah.
At what point in your life did you decide, I want to be an author?
I think if you asked me when I was six what I wanted to be when I grew up, it was a writer.
Yeah.
So I loved stories. I loved reading. I loved writing when I was a kid. But I also wanted to travel. Mm-hmm. And so when I was in grade 12, I did this aptitude test. And it all came out engineering. And I don't know if it was just me, but I had no clue what that was. So I did some research, and I enrolled at the U of S, did geological engineering. And, you know, looking back, that little voice of saying you should do this aptitude test was really a divine intervention, because I guess the universe wanted to know I wanted to travel. And this was a great way to travel, because science is science the world round.
Yeah, yeah. And you've had, as you mentioned, a lot of great stories, different countries that you're able to travel to, meet all kinds of interesting people. Sounds like a pretty good life.
Pretty darn good. Yeah. I was able to live 6 years in the Netherlands. And fun fact, Dutch is my second language, my best second language.
Really?
Doesn't look like it. Hey, Brent.
Well, what is your family background?
My family, more ethnically Chinese. I am the worst Chinese representative you could ever imagine.
Why would you say that?
Because I just look that way. Oh. I don't speak very good. All the aunties, they just, you know, tut-tut at me like, oh, your Chinese sucks. So, you know, but I can speak a mean Dutch.
Oh, that's so good. And did you get the wooden shoes the whole bit when you were
the
over
whole
there?
Bit. Yeah. I eat cheese too. And I'm lactose intolerant, but I force it in. Worth it.
Oh, what a delight. I'm glad we met Angela Jameson today. Again, we're giving away this copy of her book. It'll be an autograph copy, a true collector's item. Now, another angle to you that you just shared with me a while ago that I just find so fascinating, because I know there's going to be people listening who are going to say, oh, I've always thought I could do something like that. But you've done it. You, under a pen name, and we won't tell people what the pen name is, but you have found, is it safe to call it a career as a romance novel writer?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, I earn money from them.
Well, that's the deal, Eddie.
Yeah.
So no. How many of these romance novels have you written?
I've got 22 titles out there that I spit out in under 2 years.
Wow.
Before I realized, oh, I actually tried to learn self-publishing to write this, you know, using number two to get to number one book. But I got distracted because writing contemporary romance was so hilarious that I just couldn't get over myself.
So this is kind of like the Harlequin romance stuff we're talking?
Yeah, it's I don't even know how weird I can be on this show.
Be as weird as you want.
I tell people like I'm a pusher of soft porn. But, you know, and I used to feel guilty about it.
No.
But when I started hearing from my readers that most of them were 65 plus women.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, they're when men get bored of their marriages or whatever, they sometimes have affairs or what, you know, I'm just broadly just speculating. But when women are older and maybe their husband's stuff isn't working anymore and they're busy with their families, they're busy with their kids and their grandkids.
Yeah.
But they still have needs.
Yeah.
So they read a book. And these 65 plus ladies are voracious readers. I could not believe it. And so they just they read your book and then they want the next one. And then they're just like, hello, where's your next one?
That's
so
awesome.
I was pumping them out and they're reading them as fast as I can get them out.
How do you come up with a different storyline? You know, when I think of all the potentially hundreds of thousands of romance novels that are out there, how do you make yours unique or stand out or be different than all those other ones?
Well, not being a reader or really a consumer of that myself, mm-hmm. it's maybe a good thing because I'm a bit of a blank slate.
So it's all new to you then?
It's kind of all new. I have read a few just to figure out how to do the saucy scenes.
Ooh, saucy.
I know. But, you know, when I was growing up, I loved mystery. So there is an element of mystery in my books, too. Like, I like to have a little bit of smart tie from the first to the end.
Yeah.
Maybe it's, like, too – maybe I think too much. Maybe I just should put out easy smut. But
easy
I like
smut.
To have, like, a good story behind with the smut is kind of like a seasoning.
How long does it take you to write a romance novel?
I usually – can plot it out in a few days. And then I just sit down. I let the characters take over my mind. Mm-hmm. And then I just type. It's like I'm watching a movie.
Yeah.
And I just type.
Do you have consistent characters in all 20-some books?
No.
Everyone's a fresh new story, fresh new people.
Well, the last series I did, I was experimenting mm-hmm. of interrelated characters. So I've got, maybe I'm going to give it too far much away, but a group of doctors. Mm-hmm. And they appear... There's four doctors, and each doctor has their story. And so they're interrelated, but one of them has the stage for the book.
I see. So when you have over 20 of these books, you don't use a consistent storyline. It's a new story and new characters each and every time. I assume your pen name stays the same for
yep.
all, or do you mix yep. that up too?
No, my pen name's the same.
How many pages would go into one of these books?
Well... My first ones were like, I don't know the pages.
Yeah.
I just do words. So the first ones were like 35,000 words.
Oh, okay.
My biggest one was 90, over 90.
And you put them all, you sell them online?
Yep.
Is how it's done.
They're all Kindle.
Good. And
yep.
and as you say, you're making money doing this.
Yeah.
What does it cost to buy one of your romance novels?
Well, most of the readers, because they're so voracious, they are Kindle Unlimited readers.
Oh, yes.
So I get paid per page flip.
Wow. I'm going to have to start taking up this.
There are so many readers. Business. I could not believe it. So the course I took to teach it to me, they said romance is the biggest market. So we're going to teach you based on romance so that you even have a chance to make some money.
So you took a course on how to write romance books.
Not how to write romance, how to self-publish.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Thanks.
You're an impressive human being, Angela.
Well, I'm just rolling with the punches, you know. Coming back to Saskatoon is where we wanted to raise our family.
Yeah.
But I knew there's no real petroleum engineering here. I'd really have to build it. And I was offered a job in Calgary when I came back, but
yeah.
we didn't want to live in Calgary.
Yeah.
So it's more of I came here, I knew I'd have to reinvent myself. So let's do what I kind of my six-year-old self wanted to do.
Yeah. You ever consider stand-up comedy maybe too?
Maybe.
I think you got it.
I might get too nervous.
Yeah.
You should. Oh, you know, waiting to come in here, my heart rate was at 90.
Waiting to come in this studio?
Yes.
Oh, Angela,
you scare
on.
Me.
Oh, geez.
No, just kidding.
I know, I'm afraid. Face made for radio.
Angela. I've got a voice made for books.
Angela Jameson is my guest. What a fascinating person. We are here to talk about her new book, but there's just so many other aspects of Angela's life that I've been finding out that I just find so fascinating as well. Can you stick around for a few more minutes?
Yeah.
All right. And then we got to see if we got a texter. We're looking for a text with number two as your message. Text me. Oh, there's a ton of them. So we're going to pick the 10th one here just shortly and give away this autographed copy of your book here. It's all part of the Evan Bray Show, which continues on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Breath of fresh air. What a fascinating person you are, Angela. And thanks for coming in here today on the Evan Bray Show.
Ooh, thanks.
Living in Saskatoon, author, engineer, You were telling me you're starting to become a public speaker as far as helping people as you do the corporate thing right now, this relaxed productivity advocate. So you now are open to speaking to different groups, I guess, on this
topic?
Yeah,
I just sort of threw out my shingle last year and I got 4 gigs without advertising. So it was kind of, I was asked actually for the first one, which was really nice, via. And then they just kept coming. So someone at that talk would ask me to do something at their place.
Of course.
And that just continued. So I've done a few now.
Word of mouth. That's the best way to get it out there and to do a great job in your presentation. And people are hungry for that kind of information. Your book here, we've got a few people have texted in.
Yeah.
I think I got about 100 texts here.
Wow.
But we went with number 10, and that is Sandra Richter of Saskatoon. And she put in number 2, which was the key. We had to have that in there. As Sandra will get her own autograph copy of using number 2. To get to number 1, if you're just joining us, that is why we had Angela Jameson come in today, but I just found her whole story just so fascinating. She writes romance novels. Have you got another one on the go right now?
I'm plotting out my next series.
Does your husband help you in the construction of these romance novels?
Not in the construction, but you can imagine there's a little bit of, you know, personal experience in there.
Does he say, you know, in book number 4, can we play out that part?
No, I don't even think he's read any.
Really?
Yeah, because
I bet he is.
Not a very manly thing to do, is it?
Are you kidding me? Look at all the men that texted in wanting your
book. No, they
book
want
here.
The crap book.
Oh,
they don't want
true.
The romance.
Well, that's true. Yeah. Okay. Well, I think we're just
keep
about
you on
out
the straight and
here.
Narrow.
Man, you have just been a delight to come in here today, and it's a pleasure for me to meet you, Angela. And your website, yes, if people want to take a look at the book, and I suppose they could connect with you as well, as far as perhaps having you as a speaker corporately or for any group, angelajameson.com, and it's Angela, A-N-G-E-L-A, Jameson, J-A-M-I-E-S-O-N, angelajameson.com. You got to come back on the show again. I got to tell Evan that you're a great guest.
Oh, thank you. I'd love to.
Any final comments on your book? We didn't really spend a lot of time talking about your book.
It is a really good sort of, if you're not into self-help, there's so many different concepts. Like probably for every chapter, there's another book written. So if you want to just get a lot of ideas, plus have it relatable because you poop, then grab it.
And every guy's going saying, yeah, my kind of book.
I know. It's available on Amazon or anywhere you buy books. If it's not on the shelf, they can order it.
Excellent. Using number 2 to get to number 1, Saskatchewan author Angela Jameson. Thanks so much for joining us
thanks
here today,
so much,
Angela.
Brent. What a pleasure.
We got new news coming up in another half hour to go yet. The Evan Bray Show on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.